Today I picked a topic that I kind of picked for myself. After a nice meal every day, what do you usually do? Living in Taiwan because of, you know, our tea drinking culture and tea shops can be found everywhere. You'd probably get yourself a nice cup of tea with some boba. 毕竟台湾也是发明了珍珠奶茶嘛。And because it's so hot and so humid here in the summer, you might want to gulp down a big glass of water. Ice water. Or for me, living in an Asian household, your grandma might prepare a big bowl of fruit for the entire family after dinner. But are these habits good for you? Or shall we say, are these habits bad for you? Well, let's find out in the video. Let's learn, and since you're already listening, do not go away until you finish this episode. You can do it. Stay strong and focus. Don't give up. 好，那我们就赶快来看一下今天的句子吧。According to experts,These habits are highly dangerous and can put your health at risk. 好，再一次哦。According to experts, these habits are highly dangerous and can put your health at risk. 好，今天的句子其实蛮简单的，只有一些小地方要注意。你看到 experts 这个字哈，它是中间是 p 嘛，对不对？但是这个 p 我们要把它念成 b 的发音，所以是 experts.Experts. 好，再来看到后面那个 these， 这个 th 舌头夹在上排跟下排牙齿之间。有些人会把这个 these 会念成 these， 就是它的 these d d these 的那个声音比较重。好，那就是看你怎么念了。像不同的腔调的话，都会有比较不同的一些发音方式。These habits， 好，后面那个 s e 要记得念成 z z z。These habits。好，那接着就跳到后面，直接看到 and。Can 那边，这边这个的哦，我们不用念出来，我们就把它念成 and can put your health at risk。好，看到 put 跟 your 这边，我们要连音，我们要把它变成 put your， 好，有点像那个加式那个 chore， put your health at risk。好，这样就比较容易了。好，那我们就快速来看一下断句的部分。第一个断句一定是断在逗点的那个地方，所以你就会说 according to experts。好，后面继续 these habits are highly dangerous。这边可以稍微停一下 and can put your health at risk。如果你后面那一句你想要停的话，我觉得你在 health 那边可以稍微一个休止符一下，然后再接到 at risk 后面。所以这断句也没有太难的部分。好，前半段结束了，我们来看一下后面的单字吧。好，首先第一个要看到的是 expert。Expert， 好，这是一个名词，意思专家、内行、行家的意思。像 Winnie 呢，是一个电视儿童，我小时候很喜欢看电视，然后还有广告，有一个肯德基的广告，不是就会说您真内行？然后那个的话，其实它英文就叫 You're an expert 啊、哦，就是用名词来修饰说哦，他是个行家 ，You're an expert。好的 ，Winnie 今天在家里录音哈，家里现在是晚上五点，大家要准备做菜的时候，所以如果大家听到那个剁鸡腿的声音，正常的。好，我们来看一下这个的例句是 ：I am not an expert in teaching, but I have a passion for it。哎，我不是教育专家，但我对教学有热情。很多老师都是有热情啊。然后都是边教边学习，这是真的。然后到年纪大一点之后，就会发现热情全部被烧掉了。好，再来看到第二个字 habit。Habit 就是一个名词，是习惯的意思哈。那大家要注意一下这个字的拼法哈，它是只有一个 b。那有些同学，至少在我啦哈，至少在我接触到的人类哦，他们的 habit 跟 hobby 是会搞错的。不要难过，因为小 Winnie 也是搞错的。Hobby 是业余的爱好或是嗜好嘛。像我业余的爱好就是我喜欢做节目。I have my own cooking show and my own personal podcast. It's in Chinese. 所以想听的话都可以到 IG 上面找我 Winnie YUJULIAO。那我们先来看一下这个例句吧。They say it takes at least 18 days to get rid of a bad habit. 他们说要改掉一个坏习惯，至少要18天哦。每个人需要的时间可以从18到254天不等。也就是说，如果你想要开始一个好习惯，多数人至少要坚持两个月才能让这个习惯固定下来。好，最后要看到的是一个 phrase， 叫做 put something at risk。Put something at risk， 使什么什么东西遭受危险。那如果你喜欢去 theme park 玩的时候，你出去玩啊，看到一些游乐设施，上面就会说什么 at your own risk， 就是叫你自行评估风险啦。你要玩可以，但你要自己评估一下说，欸，如果你有一些疾病的话，你玩这个东西 OK 吗？就你自己要冒险。好，那我们来看一下这个例句齁。By taking on the challenge, you're putting your country at risk.欸，如果接受挑战，就是让你的国家处于危险中啊。以前的国王或是战士， 不是都为了荣誉而战吗？输了就所有人民要跟你一起失去家园。Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. 今天选这篇呢，就是要告诉大家，想要干大事的话，就要注意身体健康哦。Health is extra important if you want to do great things. Without health, you got nothing. Whether it's physical health or mental health, it's all the same. Take care of it. Alright, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to leave a comment and a recording, and I will see you next time.